Once we get down to the beach, the priority will be to actually physically conduct the baptism. So we thought it would be helpful if we had the opportunity just to have a few words that relate to that baptism here before we go down. And so I'd like to welcome Nick Webb. Nick Webb, as you know, is married to my daughter, Naomi. But Nick and Naomi, quite a number of years ago, were asked if they would run breakfast at 9, an opportunity to provide a service here that would be accessible to folk, families, and so on. And they've been doing that. And of course, Vanessa and her family have been very much part of breakfast at 9. Nick is also in the process of training, and by next summer we want to see him as a curate. So he's actually doing this, and so it seems absolutely right that he is involved in this. And I know that Vanessa approached him and said, you know, she would like him to be involved in her baptism. So we're sharing this together, and I'm absolutely delighted for that. Now, just a very brief explanation. I think I've already introduced to some extent where the whole idea of baptism comes along. I'm going to ask Nick in a moment whether he will, with Vanessa, just work through some profession of faith statements. But just before I ask him to do that, I just thought it would be helpful to just remind ourselves that Jesus gave this command to all those who would have faith in God through the Lord Jesus Christ to actually follow him, trust him, and do something, and that was to be baptized. I'm always good at seeing people who say they lead by example. You know, there's plenty of people who tell you what to do, isn't it? But when they do it by example, well, Jesus was baptized. And do you know what? We are told that as he was baptized, the Son of God was baptized in preparation for what he was going to do further down his life, when he was going to give his life and then rise again. But there's some lovely words that he hears from Father God. It seems remarkable to us, but these were the words, and I want to say them. God Father saying in what Jesus was doing by being baptized, "You are my Son, whom I love," full stop. "With you I am well pleased." It's vitally important that we all understand it is not that we do things to earn his love. He loves us anyway. But we do have the option to please him or not in what we do. So when Jesus actually did the baptizing, it was like, I'm pleased with that. And I just think that's quite an important statement to make, isn't it? So when he encourages us to think about an action in faith, then actually I believe he's well pleased. I believe he's well pleased with you for saying, not just about what's up here and in here, but I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to do what he asked me to do. That's why today, it isn't the amount of water, it's the outward of what is inward. And that's what we're doing. Is that okay? So it might look strange, but it has a certain symbolism about it, which is quite important. It's like we go down, dying to the old, rising up to the new. And following, and that's what we'll do when we get down there. I wonder if it might be useful for you just to share your poem with us. Is that all right? Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to read a poem that I've written, because I'm not very good at just telling people my story. In my short-ish time on this earth, you may know I've moved around a lot, maybe where the wind blows. I think I know best and like to do things on my own, but Jesus has followed me, saying, "You're not alone."
That's it. Take a pause.
And in all my years moving, I've never found that on my own I'm completely on solid ground. with a wing and a prayer. I've thought I've got by, but it turns out the prayer that was sent up high reached the ears of him, waiting to hear me cry out, "Help me, please, somebody, someone with clout." It was just the words he longed to hear, and looking back, my prayers have been answered all these years. Let me give you examples. There's so many to choose. I'll keep it short. Listen up. You've got nothing to lose. My husband popped right out of a prayer. "Lord, give me a man who just doesn't care about my past and the stupid things that I've done. He'll love me regardless." The Lord said, "Here's one." The Lord then blessed me with a wonderful son, with a wink and a footnote. "Now your work has really begun." "He will do great things, of that I've no doubt. And with God's backing, his future is all mapped out." My next child was Evie May. The prayers kept me sane along the way. Trust in the Lord, the message was clear. "She's a miracle child," was all I could hear. And Lottie Ray, what more can I say? Her smiles alone reflect his ways. With three wonderful blessings, my life was full. "Or not," said the Lord, "that is not all. Business is galore where the challenge is next, and with God by my side, we've faced them head on, yet it's not always easy, that's never the case, but my skill set was given to me by God's grace." I'm an emotional person, as you can see, but Jesus never abandoned me. At times I've been on my knees in despair, but always found the answers I need in prayer. From all these blessings, I know I am adored, and how could I not just praise the Lord? Plus, I know I'll never be bored.
All right, Alfie. That's good.
Brilliant.
Can we just come out, Alfie?
So good.
That's excellent, isn't it? Well done. Hope to be able to write like that.
I'm not a particularly emotional person, but you nearly set me off doing that. The Church of England likes statements, and as part of the baptism of Vanessa, it asks us to run through some statements, which we actually don't need the ones on the screen, because I've spent some time talking to Vanessa and we have found some official alternative statements that she is happy to run through together. And there is one question which I'll ask all of you here today to join in with. The answer you are to give is, "We will." Okay? But firstly, you need to answer, "I do." It's very simple.
Done it before.
Vanessa. Yes. 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 We're not getting married, though. Vanessa, do you wish to be baptised?
I do.
I do. And all together, we thank God for Vanessa, who has come today to be baptised. God loves her and has welcomed her wholeheartedly as part of the church. Will you all continue to support her on her journey of faith? We will.
Yes.
Vanessa, we all lose our way and stumble in our journey through life. Jesus, as a good shepherd, always comes to find us and welcomes us home. In baptism, we respond to his call. Therefore, I ask, Vanessa, do you turn away from sin?
I do.
Do you reject evil?
I do.
Do you turn to Christ Jesus as your Saviour?
I do.
And do you trust him as Lord?
I do.
I do. I knew the answers before we read them out. We just pray for you before we all head off down to the beach and have our baptism. Yeah. Father God, we thank you for Vanessa. We thank you for this step that she is making to be baptized. We thank you for your love, that you are a good, generous, loving God, offering us hope and grace and joy. Father, may Vanessa be touched this morning as she enters the sea in baptism. May she be moved by your spirit. May she feel surrounded by your love. And may she know your love every day in her life. Father, bless her family,
yes.
Bless all of us as we join together in that baptism this morning. Father, we thank you that you are a good God. Amen.
Amen.
So we have an official certificate of baptism for you. Well, I haven't done it, but it's raining. So we don't really want it to go outside. This is to certify that Vanessa Malholland was baptised on Sunday, the 22nd of September, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And on the back, there is a reading from Philippians 1, verse 4. It says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.